We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shiluah HaKan, Halacha Hey, in middle of paragraph Tesvov, a subparagraph that begins with the words V'alkein Osur Lechoy Lechem. In our Likutei Morans, it's page 281, the left-hand column, about a quarter of the way down. V'alkein osur lechoy lechem utvua chadosho at mocharas haPesach. Based on what we've been learning now, we'll be able to understand why we're not allowed to eat bread or anything else that's been made from the new grain, the new crop of grain, until after the second day of Pesach. She'oz nimshach al Yisrael b'china zois, b'chinas sholoim larochoy k'valakorav kanal. Because it's on that day when the Korban Omer is brought, that's when Klal Yisrael receives this light of this Shalom Larochoik Velakoriv, this realization that we're far from Hashem and yet we're very close. Shirak bebechina zois tzrichen lekabel halechem v'parnosu kanal, where, as we explained earlier, this is the only correct way for a Jew to receive parnosa, by the person realizing, number one, that we're very, very far away from Hashem, and that the parnosa comes from billions and billions of miles away, from a very high source, and at the same time, we're extremely close to Hashem, that Hashem is so kind and good to us, that He's been providing for us what we need till now, and we trust and are confident that He's going to continue providing for us. Shezehu bechinas achilas mon. This is the concept of the mon that the Jews ate during the time that they were in the desert. Bebechinas, as the Gemara says, loy nitno toiro elo loich lehamon. That the Torah was given only to those who eat mon. Hainu, meaning sheyeda, that people are aware, shehaparnoso nimsheches bebechinas mon, that our livelihood comes to us in the form of mon. The mon did not come to the Jewish people once a week or once a month, but rather on a daily basis, the person received what they needed for that day. As the Gemara says, so that we should always be looking up to Hashem. We should always... If a person gets what they need for an entire month, then they figure they have a few weeks that they don't have to think about it. They don't have to think about Hashem or what they need. When a person's getting their needs on a daily basis, just what you need for today, then today already, the person is concerned about tomorrow and they're turning to Hashem for help. Ukemoikein nimsheches haparnoso, and so too, this is also the manner in which Hashem sends parnasa to the Jewish people, each person on their level, so that the person should have to look to Hashem at all times, so that the person should realize that the parnasa is only from Hashem, and that it's coming from far away. As the Pasuk says, Kiloi mimoitzo umimarov, that it's not coming from close by, from the west or the east, Kiloi kim shoyfe, but rather Hashem makes a new judgment every day in terms of to whom to give and whom not to give. Vitzorech livli lehisnahig bigdoilis, and therefore a Jew has to avoid living large. Certainly living, not to live above his means. And even if the person finds that they're going through a phase of prosperity, they don't have to spend everything they're earning. You're allowed to put some of it away. You're allowed to save. Uma shemuchrach loy bevadai yashpia loy Hashem yisborach. And that which the person has to have, the person's basic necessities, Hashem will definitely provide for them. Shezeo b'chinas hanal. This is what we learned earlier, b'chinas rochoik v'koroiv, that the person realizes that they're far away and at the same time that they're close. שתקף כשידע כמה רוחוי כישוע ממנו, as soon as the person realizes how far away their salvation is, that it has to come from a very, very far away place, ואף על פי כן, אשר מזבורך מושיע לי בכל איס, בחסדי הנפלא, ממרחק מועד, and even though it has to come from so far away, Hashem keeps coming through. Hashem keeps sending those FedEx packages. From millions of miles away, he keeps making sure that I have what I need. Al yidei ze tekef niskarev. Through that, the person immediately feels close. Ki kishiyodea shakoil beniflois Hashem bechazdoi, because when a person realizes that it's all miracles from Hashem, through Hashem's great kindness, tekef ha-Yeshua kroivo elav moed. But then immediately, the Yeshua is very close to the person. Ki ein matzer l'Hashem lo yishiyoi. Because there is no obstacle. Hashem has no problem providing for the person, giving the person what they need. Ki mimenu lo yipolei kol dovar. Because the Torah teaches us that there isn't anything Hashem can't do. Aval tekef kishe yite v'yizbor shehu koroiv mamish. Whereas, as soon as a person makes a mistake and he thinks that he's already in Hashem's office, he's in the treasury and he's taking whatever he wants, he's getting whatever he... As soon as the person fools himself into thinking that he's so close, tekef hu rochoik moed, then that person immediately becomes very distant from Hashem. Ki be'emes hiskarvus l'Hashem yisborach v'chein ha'parnoso, because the truth is that closeness to Hashem and Parnasa, those two things, are really very far from us. We're very far from being close to Hashem. We're very far from having Parnasa easily. And therefore, we have to be aware of what we're speaking about here every single day. Be'inyin hiskarvus l'Hashem yisborach, both regarding coming close to Hashem, regarding that issue, never not to fool ourselves into thinking we're already finished product, we're already tzaddikim, but to realize how far away we are from Hashem, hein binyan parnosa, and so too regarding parnosa, hein bechol hitzarchus odom, and so too regarding all the basic needs of a person. To have the right attitude regarding all three of these things. V'alkein osur lechol min ha-chodosh ad mimochras ha-pesach, and it's for this reason that a Jew is not allowed to eat from the new crop until after the second day of Pesach, she'oz nimshach b'chin hazois al Yisrael, because that's when Klal Yisrael really receives this awareness that we're speaking about here, this realization, this understanding of rochoik and koroiv. Bechinas sholoim la rochoik vela koroiv kanal. And now Rav Nosson Sal is going to explain how this comes about by the bringing of the Oimer Seorim, the Korban Oimer of barley.